Praise God. Welcome, buddy. It's good to be back. We thank you all for your prayer support you gave us this last week while we were doing our hospital and nursing home runs and so forth. But we thank you very much. We felt your prayers. We coveted your prayers, and we were having breakthroughs in lots of areas because of it. So let's get started now. If you know of any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Not aware of any sins.
We're not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Okay, wow. Praise the Lord.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. You know, a lot of ABCers are being attacked right now. And we decided to have a prayer and praise night tonight to come against these attacks. Now, as I said earlier today, this is Chinese New Year's, and they call it the year of the snake. And we all know what the snake means in biblical terms. And we don't disrespect any Chinese people. Lord knows my wife is Chinese, but we're going to come against anything spoken that gives power to any demons, devils, spirits around the snake. We've been praying for breakthroughs for a long time now. And when we see this counterattack coming, it's our job to counter the counterattack. Many of the people that we know, either themselves or their families, are severely challenged right now. And that's because we're putting a lot of pressure on the enemy. And as we do this, the enemy finds a way to fight back. That doesn't mean he's not defeated, but he hasn't quit yet. And the way we do it is we come back and we push through and we break through his lines once and for all. Pastor Karen, do you see them?
You know, the Chinese New Year, they believe that the year of the snake is a symbol of wealth, resourcefulness, and transformation. So, you know, we bless anyone that, you know, is Asian. And like we said, we're not coming against anyone's culture. You know, my family is Chinese. And we're going to bless people with godliness. Everything that God made is good. So originally the snake had a good intention.
Right.
But the snake was hijacked by the devil.
Right.
So we are going to believe that the bad things of the snake we're not going to receive. We're going to put the snake under our feet. We're going to trample the devil under our feet. We're not going to let deception come against us. We're not going to let any sneaky attacks come against us. And any kind of challenges that we're going through, we are going to move forward. We're not quitting. We're going to press on to the mark of our high calling. We're releasing the things of the past. We're allowing God to increase us in every area of our lives. So, you know, we're just going to be led by the Holy Spirit. As we were praying this earlier before service, I just felt led that we need to pray this prayer over every single ABCer. And it's a prayer that I had developed, you know, learning what we learned from Apostle Joshua and also things that we had seen in the spirit realm. We gathered it together for anybody that has any serious challenges, especially if someone is going through a severe physical attack or medical attack challenge. Anyone has someone that is hospitalized or in critical care, or this can apply to any challenges that you have and or loved ones, or medical diagnoses that you have not received the full manifestation of your healing to overcome it. So I want to decree this over each and every one of us and our families that need it tonight. So agree with me that in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
that I bind up
I bind up
all demons, devils, and evil spirits,
all demons, devils, evil spirits,
especially death
especially death
and fear of death.
and fear of death.
And you cannot affect me
You cannot affect me
or my loved ones
or my loved ones
or ABC Church
or ABC
in
Church.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of
I
Jesus.
cancel,
I cancel,
make null and void
make null and void
all negative words
all negative
and
words
diagnoses,
and diagnoses,
especially spoken over us
especially spoken over us
or our families
or our families.
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And in the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
I curse all pathogens,
I curse all
which
pathogens,
include
which include
any viruses,
any viruses,
anything contagious,
any contagious,
any bad bacteria,
any bad bacteria,
any infection,
any infection,
any inflammation,
any inflammation,
any pain,
any pain,
cause of pain,
cause of pain,
any specific
any
diseases
specific
or
diseases
injuries.
or injuries.
And if there were any attacks of any corona COVID-19 virus,
Any attacks of any corona COVID-19 virus
of any strains,
of any
any
strains,
colds,
any colds,
flus,
flus,
RSVs,
RSVs,
anything else contagious,
anything else contagious,
or any vaccine challenges
or any vaccine
in
challenges,
Jesus'
in
name.
Jesus' name,
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I wash out the
I
sickness,
wash out the sickness,
disease,
disease,
viruses,
viruses,
the pathogens, and
pathogens,
everything that I just mentioned,
everything I just mentioned,
with rivers of living water
with rivers of living water
flowing from my innermost being,
flowing from my innermost being,
just like in the days of Noah,
just like in the days of
when
Noah,
water washed evil out of the earth.
when water washed evil out of the earth.
All these infirmities
All these infirmities
must leave my body
must leave my
and
body
my loved ones'
and
bodies.
my loved ones' bodies.
And where two or more agree
Where two or more agree,
on anything on this earth,
on this earth,
it shall be done
it shall be done
by our Heavenly Father.
by our Heavenly Father.
And we agree together on this now,
We agree together on this now.
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And in the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus.
we also pray for healing,
We also pray for healing,
restoration,
restoration,
and rejuvenation for
rejuvenation
all challenges.
for all
And
challenges.
if anyone is in need of a miracle
If anyone's in need of a miracle
that only God can do
that only God can do,
and make the impossible possible,
make the impossible possible.
we agree that we receive it now
We agree that we receive it
for
now
ourselves
for ourselves
and that we send it
and that we send it
to our loved ones
to our loved ones
right now
right now
in Jesus' name
in Jesus'
and
name
all ABCers
and all ABCers
that might need it.
that might need it.
We pray
We pray
that there will be no mistakes or
there'll be
errors
no mistakes or errors
in our lives
in our
or
lives
anyone that's in a
or
hospital
if it's in a hospital
or a nursing home
or nursing
or in
home
some medical center
or medical center.
in Jesus'
In
name.
Jesus' name.
And anyone that's being treated
Anyone's being treated
by the medical
by
community,
the medical community.
there will also not be any mistakes or
Also not be
errors
mistakes or errors.
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We pray that there will be no negative side
We pray there
effects
be no negative side effects
to anyone
to anyone
who receives any
who
medications
receives any
and it
medications.
does them good
Does them good.
and no negative side
And no
effects
negative side
in
effects.
Jesus' name,
In Jesus' name.
including our loved ones.
Including our loved ones.
And we pray for the Holy Spirit
We pray for the Holy Spirit
to give the doctors
to give the
and
doctors
all medical personnel wisdom
and all medical personnel wisdom.
to treat, you could say, me if you're under a doctor's care or my loved ones
To treat loved ones
correctly,
correctly.
the way the Holy Spirit wants it,
The way the Holy Spirit wants it.
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And in the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus.
we pray that no witches
Pray that no witches
or evil people
or evil people
can be assigned
can be assigned
to any ABCer
to any
or
ABCer
loved ones
or loved ones
to do any harm,
to do any harm,
especially
especially
if in a hospital
in a
or
hospital
medical center
or medical center
or appointment
or appointment
or just being who we are in life,
Just being who we are in life.
we will not receive any witchcraft against us.
We're not seeing witchcraft against
In
us.
Jesus' name,
In Jesus'
we
name.
break off those assignments now,
Break off those assignments now.
if there were any,
There were any.
and we pray that we will not have any
We will not have any.
because of the protection of the angels of God.
Because it protects the angels of God.
In Jesus' name,
In Jesus' name.
amen.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus,
In the name of
we
Jesus,
decree
we decree
that we
that we
and all ABCers
and all ABCers
are protected
are protected
by the angels of God
by the angels of
and the
God
blood of Jesus,
and the blood of Jesus.
and that no evil will harm
And no
us,
evil will harm us.
and nothing will be complicated.
Nothing will be complicated.
Everything will work out well in our
And
lives
work out well in our
for
lives.
every single thing we need.
For every single thing we need.
God provides supernaturally
God provides supernaturally.
according to his riches and glory
For his riches and glory.
by Christ Jesus,
By Christ
and
Jesus.
provides the right personnel
Provides the right personnel.
and the right things that we need
The right things that we need
at the right time
at the right time,
just for us
just for us,
in Jesus' name.
in Jesus' name.
We thank you that we have divine favor
Thank you in divine favor
with everyone in our lives,
with everyone in our lives.
and our loved ones also have it,
Our loved ones also have it,
especially with medical personnel
especially medical personnel.
and any challenges with financial things.
Any challenge with financial things.
We have favor with every area of our lives.
Every area of our lives.
We thank you, Lord, that we have released the past
Thank you, Lord, we release the past
so that God could release to us
so God could release to us
his increase.
His increase.
And we receive that now
Receive that now.
in Jesus'
In
name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we just thank you, Lord God, for this anointing that is being imparted to each and every person. Just raise your hands to receive it. And there's a lot of people who might have been feeling really weary in well-doing. And God is giving you that refreshing, that restoration. People needing healing for yourself, just receive that. A beautiful healing anointing is coming right now. Any injuries being healed, any sicknesses being eradicated, any weariness leaving, tiredness go, and energy and strength and the spirit of power and might coming upon each and every person right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Receive that impartation. Receive that peace for people who've really been striving and doing a lot. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And if you can put a number one in the chat, receiving special anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else receiving that? Put a number one in the group chat, that special anointing that God's imparting. I see a lot of yokes of bondage being broken right now. A lot of yokes of bondage. Financial, personal, physical, any kind of medical challenges. Hallelujah. Weariness, frustration. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing your people tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you and praise you, Lord. How faithful you are. Thank you, Lord God. Well, let's take communion. That's a nice place to take Stop to take communion
Okay, so Andrew's
tonight.
going to do the body, and I will
Okay.
do the blood tonight. So,
Andrew, okay. Oh, do you want to do a USP again?
yes, to USP. The anointing so strong, it's probably necessary. We'll do it anyway. Heavenly Father, repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, name of Jesus.
I'm sorry, excuse me, please. If you know any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, name of
I'm
Jesus.
not aware of any
I'm
sins.
not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1 9.
according to 1 John 1 9.
Okay. Andrew, if you do the blood of the body, please, I'd appreciate it.
Should be able to unmute.
Okay, you guys can hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Heavenly Father, right now, before we take communion, I just want to thank James and Karen for tonight and for every Wednesday and for every morning that they take their time to help every single one of us be with the anointing and to help us with our day-to-day lives and our prayers. To let us know that we are not alone, that they are with us. We are all family. We are a part of the union and the assembly of body men of Christ. Thank you, James and Karen.
You're very
Amen.
welcome.
Thank you, Andrew. That was very nice. Appreciate that. And we agree and we receive in Jesus' name.
Dear Jesus, you bled the blood. And the crown of thorns, the piercing your side, the hands, the feet, the whippings on your back. You did it because you loved us. And you blessed us. And you asked me to take you, drink your blood, and do this in remembrance of you. We remember you now, Jesus. We thank you. All you've done for us, all you continue to do for us in Jesus' name.
We
Amen.
agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Okay, praise the Lord. Let's do our 20 affirmation. Be healed by stripes of Jesus. Are we ready? But this also counts our family when we do this and our friends and loved ones. So we
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. We
We have
have been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
One more.
We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Okay. So, who would like to do communion for next week? Any volunteers? Don't be shy now. Okay, Gwen, would you do the body, please?
Yes.
And Denise, would you do the blood, please?
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, praise the Lord. Okay.
I do want to thank all of you for all your prayers for Karen's dad. He's Shown improvement. There's still a battle ahead we're fighting through and believe for a total miracle. It's going to be a fantastic testimony. We felt your prayers the whole time we were there. And we know that with you being behind us and the prayer of agreement we put together, we're believing for total victory in this matter in Jesus' name.
Amen. So he's had so many complications, but he's had miracle after miracle after miracle, improvement, improvement, improvement. He's still not quite where he needs to be, but I think that it's amazing how far he's come. And from not breathing at all when he arrived in the ER, I mean, God woke me up. I was asleep for 2.5 hours, and also I woke up and I was totally like alert instead of like groggy. And I realized he, to make a long story short, his breathing was belabored, and called the nurse, and they had to call 911 because he was in the nursing home. And the ER doctor said if he had arrived like 2 seconds later, they might not have been able to save him. So thank God for the Holy Spirit. That's all I, even when we're sleeping, right? Thank you, Jesus. And he had so many challenges, but each time we pray each one away, and he improves. So we're just going to keep moving forward. And that's the way we do for ourselves.
Yes.
We just go step by step, step by step, right? No matter how many challenges we have, don't get discouraged when you just get one of them. Or half of one, or part of one. As long as we're progressing forward, that's all that matters. It's not a race, but we're just going to stand in faith, strong, believing, regardless what it looks like. Regardless, the diagnosis was very grim. In fact, it was absolutely grave. They didn't even think he would make it past the first day. Now he's actually improving to a greater degree, but there's always challenges that come, that ebb and flow of fighting the good fight of faith. And as each of us are fighting our good fight of faith, let's try to remember the victories we have had. And that gives us hope for the victories that we're awaiting. Okay. And as we stand in faith together, we're going to make it through. No matter what it seems like, feels like, what it looks like, we are going to look at what our victory is and what the Word of God says is in the heavenlies. And we're going to call it into being and bring it to earth so we can have it, feel it, see it, and be able to embrace it in Jesus' name. Mary Helen put in the chat. She saw a vision of purple, magenta, blue, an aurora, like an aurora borealis, the beautiful lights in this northern sky. And purple is a symbol of royalty, and so is magenta, is kingliness, and blue is a color of security and trust. And she heard a crack when we came against and broke the witchcraft against ABCers. That's exciting
Very
to
exciting.
me. Very exciting. Thanks, Mary Helen, for sharing that. And I don't know if any of you sensed that. Any of you sensed some kind of a freedom or a breakthrough when we were praying that prayer? Did that help you at all? Any of you?
They shared, didn't you?
Okay, good. Good.
Andrew.
Some people are saying yes in the chat. Good. Yeah. So let me know yes in the chat if you felt a breakthrough when we came against witchcraft over our church and loved ones. Oh, a lot of people. Hallelujah. That's great.
You know, we must never forget how important praise is. Praise stills the avenger. And I always tell the story about Jehoshaphat with the praises in front of him. So we sent the praises out tonight because of all the attacks that the people been under. So we just thank you, Lord, for victory
Yeah,
in Jesus' name.
it kind of inspired me. I was physically weary.
And the free Spanish lesson was no charge for, by the way.
That was a challenge of a mistake. But we figured when you're at a concert, you don't get lyrics anyway. And
Was anointed.
that song because
It's Michael W. Smith.
we used
He's
to
not
play
hard.
that a lot last
He's not a
January.
hard player.
Anyway, those praise songs really just energized me. I just needed that. And as we praise the Lord, God stops the avenger. And so I think we needed to just stop the enemy and get ourselves catapulted back to where we need to be. Amen.
Sometimes you have a challenge, just stop and praise God. Just,
That's
what you
right.
need to do sometimes. So,
Yeah. I mean, you guys have a lot of word in you. Tonight, we needed to be doers of that word and
exactly,
be
yeah.
recipients of God's blessing. Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, so let's close in prayer then. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for us. We thank you for blessing us today. Thank you that our praises go out and stills the avenger from all of us and our family members. We stop these counterattacks coming against us, and we counter the counterattack right now in Jesus' name. We just thank you, Lord, for victory in all areas of our lives, and we all hear your voice clearly and distinctly and follow your lead in all things in Jesus' name.
In
Amen.
Jesus' name, and everyone that agrees says, Amen. Anybody want to share if you receive something special tonight, or something that you feel led that would be a blessing that the Lord showed you in the service tonight?
Denise, do you have something?
Just a little lighter.
Okay.
Helps, doesn't it? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, sometimes it might not be something big, but it's still significant because that's still God touching you and helping you. And I think that's very precious. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate that. Amen. Anybody else want to share? Share?
Sharon,
Thank you. I have been having a challenge for a while, and it started getting harder and harder as the evening went on tonight. And I was going to call you guys after service for prayer. And I had been worshiping before we started for, oh, maybe a half an hour, 45 minutes. And all of a sudden, when that anointing came, that healing anointing, it just totally covered me inside and out. And I started breathing better. And I could speak again. And I just felt that. I think you said Mary Helen heard a crack, and I felt that. I felt that break
Amen.
off of my lungs.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's important because when your respiratory system is being attacked, it gets challengingly scary, and we have to stand in faith. But we wanted people to experience God. That's what Wednesday nights are for, experiencing the Lord. And that's important because that was huge. I mean, instead of 911, we did, 119. We
Yeah,
called
John
on
1-9.
John 119. We call on the Lord. So that's exciting, Sharon. And we believe that you've been healed. No more challenges, no more harassment of the devil, because all that has been broken off. The vipers are under our feet in Jesus' name, and diseases, we're trampling on them. And Mary Helen also felt God's peacefulness is being imparted to everybody right now. That passes all understanding. And with that peace, because it's part of the fruit of the Spirit. I believe all the rest of the fruit of the Spirit is being poured out unto every person right now. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And as any of you that had medical challenges, the anointing is even stronger right now for healing. So just soak that up. Anyone that needs to go, we understand. But those of you that want to keep soaking, we'll just stay here.
That's what's the plan.
Until the Holy Spirit, you know, does his thing.
That's right.
Those of you that want to just receive that.
I think I'm supposed to blow the shofar.
You want to blow the shofar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to mute everyone so he can blow the shofar. That's all on mute and give the Lord a last hand clap. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Lord,
praise God. Lord.
Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That shofar got rid of the enemy and called angels to help. More angels to help in Jesus' name. Thank you. And it was the victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. As well.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for
praise
that.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you.
I love you guys. So glad that you could join us tonight. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Oh, Friday is first Friday monthly book club for chapter 2 in the Morning Miracle book at 6:33 p.m. on Friday night on Zoom. And we'll be sending out a reminder. And so hope to see you that you, and we're going to dig deep into more advanced teachings to help everybody. Prepare for these end times coming. Amen.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
God bless.
Bye bye. Love you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Shalom.
Good night. Shalom.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.